Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for April the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And, man, we're going to have a barn burner broadcast today. I'll tell you what right now. First off, a quick recap. We had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust. We talked about the Honest Money Report. Governments basically manipulating currencies through paper trading, through fake money, big time. Silver. Spot price, $14.53, but you can't buy a Silver Eagle silver dollar for under $24 if you can even get one. Gold at $1,604.60. They say gold is in silver. The relationship between the two manipulated till the cows come home. Anyway, strange stuff. We talked about Dr. Ben Carson. He says take heart. New treatments could change the outlook in the next couple of weeks. How are we dealing with the coronavirus? One, rapid testing. Two, you got these, however you say that new drug they're talking about for malaria. They say that's, you know, can make a big difference. They say they also have testing using plasma, where you can take out somebody who's already had the coronavirus, use the plasma, put it in a person who's got the coronavirus, and it helps their immune system kick up and fight it. And they say that's great news. I pray for all those opportunities. I know their real end game is they want a vaccine. Donald used to hate vaccines on the campaign trail. Now he's the biggest campaign vaccination guy there is on the planet. Sad to say, but true. Ben Carson also says we need to build homeless city tent cities outside to solve problems now. Amen to that. We also talked about the general welfare clause is not a blank check. Michael Meharry, 10th Amendment Center, with that piece. We talked about how ugly could layoffs get. USA Today says, brace yourself, it's going to get way worse. Over 10 million people begging for jobs now. They say unemployment is just going to go through the roof, over 10% by the end of the year at a minimum. Why price gouging helps in a disaster, writes Walter E. Williams. State laws simply disrupt two very important free market functions. He's right as rain about that, by the way. We talked about also Star Parker dovetails onto the column there. She writes her own column and says, free people take responsibility and solve problems. She basically talks about how businesses are approaching the markets in new and creative ways. Boy, is she right on. But it's really hard when they don't let them do it, you know. Actor John Krasinski, I guess he's going to bring forward a good news show. Yeah, he's going to talk about good news. He feels like everybody's negative and just struggling in the pandemic, or whatever you want to call it, and got to have a good news show. Boy, do I agree with that, too. Some banking systems may need help. In worst-case scenario, says the IMF, then why are they getting help if we don't have a worst-case scenario yet? Beyond me. Fed takes on role of the world's central bank by pumping out dollars. Is the United States Federal Reserve supposed to be the central bank? Is that constitutional? I think not. All right, we talked about Macau's gaming revenue. Tumbles 80% in March. Hit by the coronavirus. I guess so much for the gambling, huh? People who question crisis stories from mainstream media are now visiting hospitals and filming empty emergency rooms, ladies and gentlemen. Need to know dot news with that. And all I'm telling you is they claim hospitals are just melting down everywhere, but folks are going there and filming and proving that just, it ain't so, is what they're saying. That was our one of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. Dial or text 801-669-2211 or go to localhoneyman.com. Hour two yesterday, we talked about imprisoning pastors and releasing inmates. Yeah. Liberty Council, Matt Staver's livid about it, justly so. We also talked about your work is paying off. States are reversing the church ban after Liberty Council faxes flood governor's offices. That's a good news piece. Maybe we will go back to church. Right now, they're allowing the performing of murdering of babies abortions, but don't you dare go to church, people. Don't do it. Amazing. What a sad tale to tell in the Republic, huh? Baltimore pastor vows to continue services despite the coronavirus restrictions and the visit from the cops. Trump has a cabinet Bible leader, blames the coronavirus on God's wrath. Yeah, God's wrath is just and sin must and will be paid for. Kourtney Kardashian speaking out and says, hey, suggest that the coronavirus is punishment. Yeah, God's punishment for evil. Children, listen up, she says. Pay attention. Americans are turning to prayer. That's good news. Most Americans say that the coronavirus has impacted their lives, and they're praying. That's good news. They say hell freezes over. MSNBC anchor asked pastor to pray on air. That's good news, too. You got to dig it. Federal judges are saying elective abortions are now a constitutional right. These people need to be impeached. They're off their rockers crazy. They're literally murdering the most innocent among us, and nobody bats an eye, do they? Wow. Dr. Deborah Brooks, incomplete Chinese data, misled experts on the seriousness of the coronavirus. You could take that two ways. On one hand, we didn't take it seriously enough. On the other hand, our crackdown's too harsh. I think both are true. Obama drops the coronavirus bombshell, they say. It's all due to climate change, Barack says. We can't afford any more consequences of the deniers. Joe Kovacs with the piece. I mean, Barack's off his rocker, folks. New York Times, Christians to blame for crippling coronavirus response. Jerry Newcomb taking columnists to task over their abuse of Christians. Let's have a Christian Woodstock, says a pastor. Despite the antivirus or the coronavirus quarantine orders, let's just have a Christian Woodstock, he's saying. What do you think of that? You guys want to go to a Christian Woodstock? We also talked with Kurt about why sleep is vital during a pandemic. Mac Slabo with that piece. And that's a two-hour wrap. It was a lot of stories, man. And we cover the details the best we can. News the networks refuse to use. Today starts now. LibertyRoundTable.com, LovingLiberty.net for donations. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Crosby beat me up pretty good yesterday. He said, hey, you're not paying attention to the right news sources, Sam. You got to listen to the Donald more. And so Kurt is sending me these press briefings from President Trump that are like 1 hour long, and you know, the latest one last night was 2 hours and 17 minutes long, people. And it was President Trump and surrounded by people in his administration. And so I took Kurt Crosby's views to heart. I woke up at 6 a.m. yesterday. I prepared for the show for an hour. I went on the air for 2 hours. I got done. At 9 o'clock, I started my day job so I could make a living. And so I worked from about 9 to about, you know, 6 or 7. I took about an hour, hour and a half break, and then I basically went back to work. Because Kurt said I needed to, and so I listened to this 2-hour and 17-minute Donald Trump fest, and I wrote notes the whole time. Anyway, I got done with that, dude. What time did I send you the email, Kurt, with all my notes? 12:30 or so? Anyway, I think I got done like 1 a.m.
All right. Yeah, it's 12:37.
All right,
yeah.
So I'm 7 minutes off, sorry. Anyway, so I rock and roll. I wrote all those notes. I sent them to Kurt. I sent them to the good sheriff. The good sheriff has agreed to join us for 2 hours. Welcome back, Sheriff Richard Maxer.
Well, thank you, Sam. Kurt, it's great to be with you this beautiful Friday morning.
All right. So my headline now says, Sam, Kurt, and Sheriff Mack break down Trump's White House press briefing. So we're going to break it down, and we're going to cover it according to Kurt. I don't know, Kurt, did you listen to the whole thing?
Well, all that I could before I
didn't make any
passed
sense.
Out. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. You passed out?
Well, I mean, I was tired.
But you got to stand up and walk around so you can hear this thing. You're missing vital information, my friend. You got to walk around and get a drink of water and maybe go outside and breathe some fresh air and stuff like that. Come on now.
Yes.
How much did you get done? Do you know?
I'd say, you know, at least I remember you got down here. Let's see the one.
No, don't pay attention to my notes. Just tell me where, how long you listened.
I'm pretty much sure I heard, about the orders and the.
I know that doesn't tell me any time frame at all.
That
kind of doesn't
stuff.
Help me a bit.
Well, I'd say
then I'd have to go back
close
and
to 2 hours.
All right, so you listened to most of it, you think?
Well, I did my best, you know.
All right. So anyway, I cranked this dude out because Kurt told me I got to pay attention. So I don't have any other news sources really. Except, I got to listen to this thing. And it took me about 2.5 hours to listen to the whole thing, put it on a little bit, speed up, and then I wrote notes, too. So, of course, it takes longer than the event if you're going to, take notes and everything like that. Anyway, so we got that all done. And first off, what we'll do is we'll just ask Kurt, what did you think of the event, Kurt? And I'll tell you what I think of the event. And then we can break down the, notes that I took. If you've got notes, we could do those, too. But anyway, what did you think of the whole press briefing?
Well, my analysis is, at least when it comes to analyzing the president and, seeing what the state of the country's in and all these different things, is I look at it and I keep thinking, hey, what would I be doing? And if I were in his shoes, how could I run this thing differently? And I have a hard time finding any area where I'd really make a lot of changes.
All right.
Given everything that we've got with Pelosi and the other stuff,
All right, so Kurt would do what the president's doing. I would act entirely different. We'll talk about it. The good sheriff will chime in. We'll break down the notes line by line. 2 hour hard hitting broadcast on your radio, folks. Sam, Kurt, and the good sheriff.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we got a three-person panel. You got the good sheriff, Richard Mack, well-trained in law enforcement, well familiar with the oath of office, constitutionally speaking, more. You've got Kirk Crosby, a constitutional expert and educator in his own right. You got yours truly on your radio. And understand, this panel is not to debate. It's not to argue who's right. What it is to provide three different perspectives on what the president's doing. And the goal is not to have you agree with Sam and disagree with Richard Mack, or, agree with Kurt and disagree with Sam. Or the goal is just to say, look, in America, I think these three different perspectives represent quite a bit of the spectrum of what different people believe. Your job is to kind of ferret through the comments being made by the president and those who surrounded him in this 2 hour and 17 minute press briefing yesterday. And then for you to kind of decide, where do you sit? What do you think about it? What would you like to see done? How would you behave? And the reason this is important is because we're supposed to elect those officials who carry out our will. The perfect world would be everybody could vote for themselves and keep up on everything going on in politics and the world and society and take politics out of it when necessary and do all those things. That would be the perfect world. We can't do that. That's why we have representatives who do that on our behalf. And in a perfect world, that representative would mirror what we would personally do, right? I know they don't always do that. I get it. But the goal is for us to think through this. It's not fair to criticize the president if you're not willing to put on the line like him and think through it and say, what would I do? How would I behave? Or if you like what the president's doing, great, etc. And so we've got some tough times that we're involved in. And I really want to train Americans to think through these issues. And I want them to, you know, be willing to, you know what, put their own views on the line. So, Kurt, what I thought would do, you thought that the press briefing was fantastic, and you believe, given the president, or the president, given the circumstances that he's in, you believe he's doing a phenomenal job, and you would do what he's doing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't say that it was fantastic, and I didn't say he was doing a phenomenal job, but I did say that given all the, basically, everything that he's got to deal with. For example, you've mentioned several times, you know, if you or I or whatever, anybody was put into that job right now, you could basically say, hey, you're, you know, breaking your oath of office.
Yeah,
immediately,
I think that's true.
Because
sadly,
of all the different things that are put in place or that are in place already in America. And when I look at the president and thinking about, you know, his upbringing, where he grew up in New York and all that kind of stuff, and the little, you know, he's been, they've called him a baby Christian and, you know, these different things. When I add everything all up, I just think, man, you know, at least in my lifetime, I've never seen a president that has completed the things that he said he was going to do, at least as many as I've seen him do.
You know, we get it.
I've seen,
but I'm saying, you're saying he's doing a phenomenal job, but do you think he's doing a phenomenal job? Or a good job, or an average job?
Well, I wouldn't call it a phenomenal job. I mean, George Washington would be doing a phenomenal job if he was around. But the president's doing the best that I think we could pretty much ask for from the ones that we've been given. I mean, we don't get the opportunity to have a Scott Bradley or Sheriff Matt.
No, I get it. We're not comparing. We're not talking about Scott Bradley. We're talking about the president. I'm just trying to understand what kind of a job you think he's doing. And you're saying it's a good job, a phenomenal job? What are you saying?
Well, when I look at the whole big picture of, you know, and trying to gather that with these press briefings and, you know, the drugs coming in or, you know.
Yeah, there's a gazillion
the
things.
Problems,
you can talk for hours about all that.
I look at it and think, you know, that the president's doing about as good of, I guess you could say a CEO could be doing for America.
All right, Sheriff, do you get what Kurt's saying?
Yeah, sure, of course. And
so do you, what would you say he's saying? He's doing a good job or a great job or a phenomenal job or an average job or a...
I think he's doing better than average. It's not phenomenal. To me, every one of them that I've watched. And I didn't hardly watch any of the one yesterday. I heard some of it on the news in my truck while I was running a couple of errands. But it's every time he tells the world what a great job they're doing. And it just seems to be a little bit political, yes, and that he's just trying to convince everybody what a great job they're doing. Look, just do it. We'll see that. He doesn't have to tell us every time, but he does. Oh, we're doing a phenomenal job. We're doing a great job. And then he does give credit to the other people on the committee. But I think Dr. Fauci is a liar, and I think Trump is putting way too much trust in him. As a matter of fact, I'll just tell you flat out, Dr. Fauci is running our country and running most of this. And I think he's a liar. And I'll even tell you why, because there are several different things that he has said over and over that just seem to be way off base. And Laura Ingraham is the one on the entire Fox News network that really seems to be bringing out the freedom issues. And she had two doctors on two nights ago, and they completely disagreed with Fauci. And it made Fauci look like a liar. And one of them was, and I've seen another guy on another doctor on Facebook saying that every one of us should be taking that malaria medicine. And it's really hard to pronounce, but it's hydroxychloroquine. And he said it works every single time.
Rednecks like me call that HC, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, but Kurt, what do you think, though? So Richard Mack saying there were several people surrounding the Donald, Fauci and Deborah, how do you say her last name?
Burks
are the two main doctors in this thing. Right. I believe Deborah Burks is a lot more of the humble one. But what do you say, Fauci? You think the guy's a liar and he's peddling propaganda, Kurt? What do you think of Fauci?
Let me finish that one thing that he said. He said that hydroxychloroquine is not available and it will take months. And I heard him. I was watching the show, and he said that product would take months to test and get to the public. These other two doctors, and this Fauci is supposed to be the leading expert on these types of medicines and these types of diseases. And he said it will take months. These other two doctors said it's been available for years and it's available right now. And I will tell you right now, my cousin, Colleen, actually uses the product and just got another her prescription just filled the other day. So I believe this guy is either an idiot and he's supposed to be the leading expert or he's a liar. And I'm going with liar.
Well, and there's a middle ground which would say something like this. You know what? There might be availability, but if everybody just started demanding it and they said that was the answer, you'd have a meltdown in the marketplace and instantly would be out of it. And whether we could make enough and crank all that up, who knows? But he should articulate those details and be completely transparent if that is the case. All right, what do you think of Fauci, Kurt? And let's talk about the people surrounding the president first. There were several people that spoke last night. Fauci made a few comments. Deborah did most of it, right?
Well, at least if I'm analyzing Fauci, I'd almost put him in the Mitt Romney pack. And the reason I'd say that is if you put Mitt Romney on the middle of, let's say, a Laura Ingraham program, then she's going to, you know, make sure he is led to say the right things. And he's going to realize, hey, this audience here, I'm going to say certain things to fit with this audience. And you put Mitt Romney on CNN, and he's going to pretty much take on the president. And I think that's the same way with Fauci, or, you know, whatever, as he is put on the different areas or different programs, he'll say different things. When it comes to the whole approval of this particular drug, or, you know, the FDA's got all these little phrases, you know, off use and compassionate care or whatever it is, all these different little ways that they can say you can or can't use it. And, you know, it points to the stupidity of and the craziness of the way our government does things and approves or disapproves different things. And then you watch the president going, well, let's see, the FDA said that was going to take a year, so I told him hurry up and get it done, and they got it done in 2 days. I mean, you see that kind of stuff happening just over and over. And I saw the Laura Ingraham thing with the two doctors, and I agree with the sheriff, and yet I'd even go further and say, hey, we ought to embrace the traditional Chinese medicine many times. And I don't mean rats and stuff. I do mean herbs and things like that, and then vitamins and so many other things, but I don't hear him talk much
about
that.
All right,
I, for one,
would fire Fauci, and number two, I'd shut down the FDA. That's what I'd do, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because that's constitutional, and I agree. I don't think Fauci's a good, honest man. I think he's a game player, and I wouldn't trust him for a second with my family's health care.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is expected to recommend people in COVID-19 hotspots wear masks. As President Trump said yesterday, regulations concerning masks will be coming soon. The Coronavirus Task Force is warning, though, that masks won't be keeping people necessarily from getting the illness, but rather from transmitting the virus to other people. COVID-19 has now killed nearly 6,000 people across the nation. More than 245,000 confirmed cases are in the U.S. as of last night. The Labor Department reporting more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
More on the coronavirus from a global perspective. Experts say it's now killed over 53,000 people around the world, and there are more than a million confirmed infections currently. Weather forecasters are predicting an above-normal hurricane season this year, as Colorado State University released its annual Atlantic hurricane season forecast late yesterday, and it predicts 16 named tropical storms instead of the average of 12. And the researchers there say 8 of those are going to be reaching hurricane status. The Awaken Church in Jonesboro, Arkansas, says it will defy federal and state guidelines, and it will be holding services this weekend despite the pandemic. That state does not require places of worship to follow the guidelines, urging no gatherings larger than 10 people. And this is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right. The round table continues, ladies and gentlemen. We're breaking down this coronavirus thing. So I say fire Fauci. The guy's a nut. The guy's got an agenda. The guy's an Obama holdover and more. He's out of control. I wouldn't trust that guy for 2 seconds with my family's health care. And I think Deborah, whatever her last name is, Burks, pretty good person, doing the best she can, but she's kind of drug along, but she's polite. And if you listen to her, she's a whole lot more reasoned, a whole lot more sane. But I would fire Fauci ASAP. The second thing I would do personally is I would basically get a group of doctors, naturopaths, medical doctors. I would get whole body dentists. I would get all kinds of people in a panel so that we could, you know, they talk about transparency in this over and over and over all through the 2 hours and 17 minutes. We're transparent as all get out. I don't see transparency here at all. And so you get a round table of experts from different fields, whole body dentistry, naturopaths, medical doctors, and you hear from them all if you really want to know. But as far as I can tell, you got Fauci, as Richard Mack says, I think kind of running the whole thing. It looks like the tail's wagging the dog to a great degree to me. I don't see transparency in a broad section of healthcare experts in this. I see Fauci running the roost. Deborah's kind of quiet and a nice gal, and everybody else is kind of bossed around. In addition to those folks in the mix, President Trump talked quite a bit. Vice President Pence talked quite a bit. Jared Kushner talked quite a bit. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. Those are my takes so far. So I took notes on the press briefing, and I have several lines from the notes. We're going to have to rock and roll to get through them all. So, gentlemen, I hope you can review each line and keep your comments somewhat short. It's not that I want to chop you off, but I do want to try to get through my notes. First one says, stay home, obey the guidelines. That's President Trump that said that. And I do think that there's some wisdom in doing that voluntarily. And I got to give the president a kudos. because he has, when I listen to him during the speeches, he respects freedom quite a bit personally. Of course, Fauci doesn't, and the people surrounding the president don't, really. But President Trump has a streak of freedom that I really personally enjoy. Kurt?
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, Sheriff?
Yeah, I'd say the same thing on that. I think that he's been making these guidelines and suggestions and following Jefferson's rules that in this republic nation, we can ask and persuade and beg and educate, but we cannot force. And Fauci's just the opposite on that. He wants a lot more. And yeah, I think President Trump on that part deserves a pretty high grade.
Yeah, I concur. I really do. And you could feel that, at least in my opinion, in the press conference that President Trump, even the reporters were trying to badger the Donald and push him to be more tyrannical. And he's just like, no, stop, listen. We're not doing that. The governors can decide. It's their states. You know, and he really, in my opinion, walked a very fair line there. And I got to give the president kudos. I'm not just here to take notes and attack the president, people. That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to be honest and fair and open-minded. And I personally think that the president deserves a kudos there. Well, then Donald doubled down and said, hey, you know, we're doing all these awesome things. Ultimately, we want to develop a vaccine. Now, my personal opinion on this is I don't have any problem with private sector developing a vaccine. I have every problem if we mandate that vaccine. We'll see where we're going to go with this. I have every problem with the government bailing companies out over vaccines and using the vaccine injury protection fund or whatever you call that thing for bailing out these vaccine companies if things go wrong. So again, let's have transparency. Let's have a round table of real medical professionals, and let's discuss openly, transparently, the pros and cons of vaccinations, and then about how the government intends to, one, roll this out. Is the government spending my tax dollars on creating these vaccines? Will the government bail out these companies and protect them from liability and everything else? If so, I reject it. Donald on the campaign trail was against it. Now he seems to be quite a vaccine advocate. Sheriff, you're first this time.
Yeah, the vaccine has got me worried. And I'll go back to the hydroxychloroquine. That seems to be working, and why they're not using that and really pushing that. They've mentioned it a few times. And if they would be watching, which I can't believe they're not, because I believe that Laura Ingraham has been a champion for the president, and that they're not watching her show and responding to it, and that Trump is not saying, okay, Fauci, what's with this crap? We've got two specialists on Laura Ingraham saying that you're full of crap, and that he's not addressing that, it really has me worried.
All right, Kurt, the vaccines. I'm very worried about this portion.
Well, I couldn't agree more on the vaccine thing, and I mean, it goes way back for that. So,
sure.
You know, I'd get the government out of vaccines and get that. Like you said, when you said the FDA shouldn't even be there, I agree with that. I didn't know that was an option. I just figured, it's one of those things. Well, in other words,
it's always an option to obey the Constitution.
You remind us that we have to live in the real, and we like to talk about the ideal. So, I mean, if it was an option right now, I would go ahead and make everybody have, you know, scriptures every day in America.
You would make them?
Be back in the... Well, what I'm saying is the president would, you know, suggest prayer and sackcloth and Thanksgiving and fasting.
Yeah, by the way, I didn't hear a word about God and a word about prayer in there at all.
I didn't think we could do that right now.
Did you hear a word about that in there, Kurt? A word about prayer or a word about God? I heard none of it, not a single word. I also didn't hear a word about sunlight and fresh air and vitamin C and vitamin D and exercise and proper nutrition. I didn't hear a word about that either from any of them. Not a word.
Good point.
All right. So anyway, then Donald went into payments coming to everyone and to businesses as well. He really doubled down and basically said money is coming to everybody. Now, I reject that whole socialism message 100%. I think that's absolutely where the government has no authority to mandate the redistribution of wealth. The only way they can do it is to borrow fake money and redistribute the wealth. It is socialism on flat-out steroids. I get that he's claiming there's a crisis, but a crisis doesn't call for the setting aside of the supreme law of the land, the printing up of fake money, and then the betraying of the people with the redistribution of wealth. I completely reject it. Kurt, what do you say?
Well, since you're telling me that it, you know, I mean, there is no limitations, then I'd say the president should have said we got rid of the Federal Reserve and the income tax, and we're going to go ahead and restore honest money and, you know, all that kind of stuff, too. But based on everything I know about what we're given and the parameters that I can see that are only available to him, at least assuming that that's all he's going to, you know, work with.
Yeah, if you agree we're socialist and we're going to have fake money and everything, then hey, he's doing pretty good. Okay, I get it.
Well, I mean, you know, I hate to say that that's where we are, but as far as I can see,
and sadly, I think you're right, Kurt. I think you're right. I don't think that these things are on the table. I wish the president would do it. But again, I'm just saying this. If the president doesn't even bring up honest money, if the president doesn't even bring up that it's not really a good thing. I mean, he's pitching it like it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, nor does his Secretary of Treasury any. I mean, it's like these
and they
people
were there too.
They've never heard of the Constitution that says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coined tender in payment of debts. I mean, it's not that big of a phrase, and yet it's right there. And they even make in the U.S. Mint right there. They make silver dollars that say $1 on them.
And, yeah, and then the
know,
Treasury
somebody
guy,
ought to be able to figure that out.
The Treasury guy speaking out was telling you what he's allowed to make loans for and what he's not. I mean, he's really strict obeying the law, buddy.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I'll give you one more headline from my notes and then let you take a stab at this, Richard Mack. And I only give you the second headline because they tie together quite well. Payments coming to everyone and to businesses as well. Trump will always protect and never take away Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Again, in my opinion, wrong answer. Socialism, that's where it starts. If you say we can give to the elderly by the forced redistribution of wealth, if you can back fake money in the biggest Ponzi scheme ever known to man, the Social Security system, I mean, how do you stop the other socialists from taking the next step, Sheriff? I mean, the whole thing's insane.
Yeah, no. Didn't FDR start Social Security?
I think so.
Yeah, if I remember, I think it was. But he was quite the socialist president, and that should scare everybody. And this just shows how the Democrats have been winning the political narrative in Washington and across the country. The Republicans continuously chase after them, and then try to pretend that there's a big difference. And I also feel like a hypocrite on this because I'm going to get a direct deposit. And, you know, what do I do with it?
I don't feel like a hypocrite at all about it.
I know, and it's partly my money, but I totally disagree with it, but I'm going to keep the money.
Right. I don't feel like a hypocrite about that at all. We could dig into that here in a minute. But so payments coming to everyone and to businesses as well. Trump will always protect, never take away Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Emergency capital.
One thing I want to say real quick on that thing. Go ahead.
Emergency capital, giving money to 30 million small businesses, and then basically the phrase is this. Hey, if we run out of money, we got more we can print that from. We'll go get more money, no problem at all.
That insanity.
And then on the end of that, claims of full and complete transparency. All right, when we come back, Kurt, we'll give you time. I just don't want you to get chopped off. But right back to Kurt in seconds on your radio.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large, that they have to spend a little bit less. Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, to answer Sam's question, at least on this, why the president says, hey, I'll always protect your Social Security, I'll always protect your Medicare, etc. The president's figured out, like most modern politicians, that if you don't have enough votes, you don't get anything done. Whether, you know, it's him getting to be the president or, you know, getting the House or the Senate. And, you know, he's learned, like this has been a tough last 2 years for him when you got to deal with the Pelosi's there instead of the, Republicans that he got the, first round. Now we had Paul Ryan, and that's not really a friendly Republican for him, but
better,
at least
personally.
It was better than Pelosi a little bit, maybe, you know.
Yeah, hard to say.
But I think that's one of the key things that
but I would
why
come back
he
and
says,
say, does that make it more justifiable? I don't care what he says.
We're talking about the, you know, living in the real and, you know, teaching to the ideal, at least. I remember you saying that.
Yeah,
quite
so I
often.
Think the president needs to quit playing games with, quote, emergency capitalism if it's emergency money and that justifies it. And this idea that I'll always protect all these things, I don't accept that as a acceptable viewpoint at all. What do you say, Sheriff?
Well, yeah, I agree. That's a tough spot for him to be in, and if he really came out and did the right thing, he'd be blasted, and he will not win re-election. Trump's biggest concern is getting re-elected. That's the same thing with every Republican. I don't care if it's Rand Paul, Ron Paul, or Mitt Romney. That's their biggest concern. I understand it. But I don't like it.
Understood, and I agree. And I agree with Kurt's point about living in the real, too, that, you know what, you won't get elected. You're right, and you won't. I mean, you think you run into a buzzsaw now, you take my beliefs, and you might even get killed over it.
Yep.
They also say if we need more money, we'll just go get it, no problem. We don't even, we're just telling you right now, we don't need the checks and balances. We don't need to pass it through the House or the Senate. You need more money, buddy, we'll go get it. They flat out said that, Sheriff.
$500,000.
They flat out said that, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Kurt, you want to respond to that?
Oh, well, if we're going there, then I say, hey, make everybody a millionaire. I mean, you know.
Well, that's where they said they were going, right?
You know, right. I mean, Shangri-La in America. But I believe, you know, the way we ought to do it is restore honest money, make America great again, you know, get the government doing just what it's supposed to do based on the Constitution. And that's it.
So my response is, even if President Trump said, hey, we need to do this for emergency purposes, we need capital and liquidity in the systems, I really don't believe this is the way we ought to go normally. If I didn't even hear any standing up against these practices. They basically endorsed the practices. So in an emergency, socialism is perfect. Don't ever go so far to do the Pelosi style. But this other style is fine. And then they went on and they had this. Claims of full and complete transparency. I don't see it. Do you, Kurt?
question.
Well, when Secretary Mnuchin was talking about that, you know, he mentioned that, hey, you can go to the website and you can look there and you can see, fill in this form and do that form. And, yes, sir.
What if you got your budget buddy on that you've been talking to recently here and had him sit on that round table last night, buddy?
Yeah, I think Walter Burian would have a great time.
Do you think he'd be saying they're fully when they said, hey, we're complete and fully transparent, do you think he'd just chill and go, yep, got her done?
Or no, do you think he'd be
I'm crying Fauci on this thing.
I agree. I think there's a whole lot more whenever they say transparency, it all depends on your definition of it.
Well, it doesn't depend on mine. I don't have any control of how they define
no,
it.
No, I mean,
you're right.
Yours
the definition
is
certainly.
Individual.
I think Walter and Kurt's definition might be a little different than they're saying, but they really doubled down on this transparency. Yeah. You can know everything. Then the next claim just makes me sick to my stomach. Claim, it's not a bailout of the airline, Sheriff.
Well, I don't know exactly what they're doing with the airline.
Oh, they're going to give a ton of cash to the airlines, buddy, like they've done for your whole life.
Well, then why aren't they? Then why aren't the airlines refunding my money?
Because they don't want to. Your money from the government, buddy.
Yeah, that's basically it. And as a matter of fact, with that one, I've got a side note. We're going to fly to Austin and help my son and his wife with their children. And he's a nurse, and his schedule is really increasing, and they're asking some of them to even try to go to New York and other places where they really need more nurses. And he's considering doing that. And then he's going to, when he comes back, he's going to self-quarantine in some other place besides his home. So none of his children or his wife.
Yeah, it's tough.
Anyway, we're literally going to get on a plane and try to get to Austin.
All right, Kurt, it's not a bailout of the airlines, buddy.
That sounds like a political statement, and it just doesn't sound like it's true at all.
Kurt?
I will say, here's where you got to remember Jerry Hughes' famous, phrase. He says, nothing is official until it's been denied.
All right.
And so, that's
a good point.
Perfect.
I think you're right. There. All right, next one, more promotion of the Defense Production Act, FEMA, and the Department of Defense. Literally, the military, ladies and gentlemen, right now, under this, quote, crisis, is building, staffing, and controlling hospitals. Now, this, I reject completely. What we're saying is we're in war emergency time, and we can take things to the military? I don't accept this at all. In fact, this is one of the worst things I have heard in the whole press briefing. Letting the military be in charge of your health care? How are the Republicans going to say government shouldn't be involved in your health care after this, Kurt?
Well, the reason the president, at least in my opinion, the reason he's going along with this or doing this is you got the states, especially New York, for example, and California, right in the middle of that, two of the biggest states and most populous states that are basically, they got their hands out big time going, well, President, help us. You know, I think you ought to tell them, you know, you guys made your own bed and you caused all these problems and you commit more abortions and, you know, you're getting what you deserve. But, you know, that's kind of pretty rough. So I see him basically sending over the helpers that he can control, and that is the military, and that's what he's doing here. I don't like it, but that's what I see.
I think it borders on criminal, though. I don't think there's any authority for that. Sheriff, what do you say?
Well, my goodness, we've talked about that before, Sam. If you went after all the criminals in Washington, D.C., you'd have such a prison overcrowding that you wouldn't be able to withstand it. It'd be overwhelming. One other thing I thought it was kind of funny, Sam. You said you couldn't see transparency. How would you see or not see transparency? But anyway, that one.
Well, for example, if I had a panel,
negative.
Hold on, if I had a panel of experts that were really from all walks of life, and I heard real debates on the actions we're taking, on how safe and effective certain solutions were, and I heard real dissent and real, you know, representation of the different viewpoints, then I would feel like there's some transparency there. Right now, there's one viewpoint, and that's Fauci's.
Yeah, it's Dr. Fauci, and Trump's trust in him, and I don't believe Trump does trust him. I think he's between a rock and a hard spot, and these so-called experts have Trump buffaloed, and I think Trump's afraid to get rid of Fauci, and know that there isn't that's one area where there obviously is not much transparency.
But I have a real problem when you put the military in charge of our health care. We're talking about the military building hospitals, staffing and controlling hospitals, the Department of Defense, FEMA, okay, all these unconstitutional tyrannical agencies. And when you start letting the military be involved in our day-to-day lives to that degree, how are you going to ever say, oh, we don't want government health care? That's not an appropriate response. Well, it is now. How won't it be later? Right? There's a problem. We've crossed a Rubicon here that I personally think somebody needs to speak out against, and I don't hear a single person speaking out against it, really.
Well, if there's real transparency, then how are they determining how many people have died, how many people have been tested, how many people have been have contracted the disease? How do we know all those numbers?
Well, so a reporter mocked Donald a little bit because Donald kind of said we're being transparent and all this kind of stuff. And then one of the reporters said, well, what do you expect people to do? Just call you up on the phone and ask you some of these questions, Donald? And, of course, he smiled and laughed and moved along. But it's true. None of us can get hold of President Trump. None of us can figure out how all these things are happening. You just got to trust Fauci that it's being done right. And that's my problem. But this military thing I can't get off of, though. The military has no business being involved in charge of my health care.
One thing I'll say real quick on the military thing, though, is typically we've got it, around the world fighting wars in all these different places, and at least a bunch of those guys have been, I guess you could say, brought home or whatever. And, you know, when our borders leak like sieves and we've got drugs coming into our country like, you know, crazy and stuff like that, it seems to me like at least the president reassigning that kind of thing and putting the military here.
We don't know if he's reassigning anybody, do we?
Well, that's what the night before's event or the day before's briefing explained, at least to me, Sam. And so that's why
he's saying he's bringing people home from where to be reassigned to hospitals.
I didn't say to hospitals. I said to protect America. And in the case of hospitals,
I'm talking about government being in charge of my health care.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not really sure if somebody comes home and defends the border. You know, I mean, I appreciate that. I agree. That's a good reassignment. But we're talking about this issue where the military is building hospitals, staffing and controlling the hospitals. That's what I'm pushing back on. I don't know that the military has any place for that. I don't know if there's any authority for that. I don't think so. Now, if you want to reassign people that are at war coming home to protect our borders, I'm totally in. I agree with Curtis. It's a wonderful thing. But that's a different press briefing and a totally different topic, although I endorse the point, Kurt.
Well, I think they're connected. For example, you got the two big military ships that are basically hospital ships put on our two different borders or whatever, one in California and one in New York. And then these hospitals that they say that they're so-called putting together, they're not like building buildings. They're basically taking other buildings and setting them up so that they'll work in a pinch, if you will. So,
and I agree. It doesn't change my point at all, though.
Making sense.
All right. So do you support the ships at sea there and delivering this and support the building of these hospitals, Kurt?
Well, I think the president's doing about the best job he can be doing in that situation.
All right. What do you say, Sheriff?
Yeah, I agree. And I think the first hour went way too fast.
I will crank it up for the second hour if you like this interview. Hang tight, folks, or this roundtable panel. We'll talk about it. I think it should not be done. I don't like using the military at all for this. There's plenty of people without jobs that are glad to fill in, and we don't need the military doing that at all.